ABC Radio Darwin.
So we're down just at the Darwin Sailing Club. It's a beautiful, calm morning. The tide is rising. And a rare thing is occurring in this town. A brand new boat is getting launched. And an even rarer thing is that it was a homemade boat. And it's called the Sterna. And it's white and it's got a black bottom. And it's a catamaran. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's gleaming in its nice brand new coat of paint. And Michael Schmidt is the man who built it. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Connor. How are you?
I'm all right. Tell us about your boat, Sterna.
Well, it's a Warram catamaran. It's quite a small one. It's only 21 foot long. It's based on a Polynesian canoe design, designed by a fellow by the name of James Warram, who's an Englishman. He's designed these boats specifically for amateur builders to be able to build. But I'm by no means a boat builder, but I decided to have a go at building one. I finally got it down to the sailing club ready for launch.
A nice weekend project for you, yeah?
Oh, many, many weekends, Connor.
Well, we were just trying to figure out when you started this, and I reckon it's about 5 years ago. Would that be about right?
You could add a bit more onto that, but yeah.
I thought it would never get done, and I was amazed to hear that it was ready to go. Why the name Sterna?
Well, Sterna is a genus name of the terns that you see flying along the coast around, well, right across northern Australia. Given that it's a little 21-foot cat, which we hope to be exploring the coastline along the top end. It's just like a little tern, cruising up and down along the beach. And
give me the tour. Like, we'll walk over to we'll look down one of the little hatches here. There wouldn't be much room for, have a cooked meal, sit down in there, is there?
No, definitely not, Connor. And particularly, there's not much ventilation in there as well. It's mainly to store equipment in. Like I said, it's a small cat. We're doing short trips in. It's probably a camping version of a boat, I would say. Being a catamaran, you can roll your swag out on the platform there, or you could sleep on the trampoline up the front, where it's much cooler.
Is it high enough to stop the crocs jumping up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's a sailing boat. It's not a motorboat, but I believe you can put an engine in it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can put an engine on it. And, when you go cruising along the coastlines, you do need an engine, because even any sailboat, you don't always have wind. So then you're going to lose power. You'll have no control. So you need a backup engine.
Now, you're a little bit ingenious in this catamaran, in that normally there's a lot of these Warram cats around Darwin. You spot them, the wooden Indonesian, Polynesian-looking catamarans out on the moorings, but this one's got a metal mast.
Yeah, that's correct, Connor. It's a modification. The mast that's on it comes off a Tornado, which is a racing catamaran.
A former Olympic catamaran.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And the Tornado class used to be quite big in Darwin. You don't see many of them on the water at the moment. As that class has developed, they all went to carbon masts, and so you can find second-hand aluminium Tornado masts and sails around Darwin. You pick them up quite cheap, so I thought I'd recycle one of them rather than building a timber mast for it.
It's made of plywood, so it's a stitch and glue construction. But the interesting thing that I find about this boat is it doesn't look like it's bolted together or screwed together. And even the rudder doesn't have the normal metal pintle and gudgeons it's got. Everything's kind of held together with bits of string.
Well, I wouldn't call it string. It's it's polyester rope, so it's strong rope. Well, on the rudders, we've got Dyneema, which is stronger again. So that type of rope is actually, size for size, is stronger than steel. The designer got the concept from a Polynesian canoe. And if you could go to the Darwin Museum and have a look at some of the boats in there, and they're lashed together with lashings. So there's a couple of reasons for that. One is to give it some flexibility. All catamarans will flex to a certain extent. The other is to try and keep expense down. It's a lot cheaper to buy lengths of rope rather than lots of stainless steel fittings. And also, if one of these lashings break, it's easy to carry a reasonable size roll of rope with you, and you can replace them on the go.
Now, speaking of expense, could you put a figure on how much it's cost you to build it?
Oh, too much, Connor. I was calculating the cost at the beginning, but I just stopped doing it.
You deleted that spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I don't know much about sailing, but I know it's getting hot and it's getting into the cyclone season. Right now it's the 1st of October. Are you at the wrong end of the season to be launching a boat?
Technically I am, that's right. But given that it's that's just been assembled. We'd like to get it in the water and do some sea trials with it first and just check all the systems working correctly, because no doubt there will be a few tweaks I'll have to make on it. I'm just really keen to get it on the water.
You're going to get it craned in this afternoon onto the mud and it'll float off at the high tide. Are you confident it'll float to its anti-fouling lines?
Well, that'll be the interesting test there, because the water line has been scribed to the specifications. However, you know, with anything that you build, it could be slightly heavier or slightly lighter than how they've come up with that water line dimension. So we'll have to see where we go there.
I have no doubt that it will. Michael, congratulations on getting this far, and hopefully you enjoy many years in her.
Okay, thanks, Connor, and come out for a sail with us one day.
I'd love to.
ABC Radio Darwin.